Please join me in prayer. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. As you may have heard, our stewardship theme this year is fearless generosity. The idea that we can give without fear, trusting that our God is a God of abundance. Some people see the world as a place of scarcity, where we have to hold on to what we have, otherwise there won't be enough. But we want to think of God's world as a place of abundance, where we find blessings and prosperity in being generous. Our assigned gospel lesson for today seems to undermine that theme of generosity. Karen read it this morning, the parable of the wise and foolish bridesmaids. How many of you actually like that story? Nobody. When the groom arrived late and the five bridesmaids didn't have an extra supply of oil for their lamps, the other bridesmaids refused to share because they didn't think there'd be enough for everyone. And the ones who did not share were welcomed into the banquet, while those who didn't have enough were shut out. What happened to generosity and God's grace and mercy? Is this the same Jesus who taught his disciples to, quote, give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you? And now he's telling us this story? Thankfully, this is a parable, and it's not really about lamps and sharing. The lamps and oil represent the light that shines through us, our faith, our good works, and the light of God. And the parable is about being prepared spiritually for the coming of Christ, who is like the bridegroom. It's about keeping our light shining brightly and not letting it be dimmed by things that turn our hearts away from God, things like pride, greed, or fear, or anything that distracts us from loving God and our neighbors as ourselves. To be ready spiritually means that we've spent enough time in prayer putting our faith to good works, and that even if we were to show up late at the door, Jesus would know who we are. To be ready spiritually means to be at peace with God and our neighbor. Are there people you are still feuding with or refusing to speak to? Do you have amends to make or sins to ask forgiveness for? These are things that take time and energy. You can't buy faith, good works, or a good relationship with God and your neighbor. You can't even borrow them from good people. Yes, we who worship here are part of a community, part of the body of Christ, and we do help, inspire, and support each other. And if we notice someone's light getting dim, we have the responsibility to offer help. But there are some things people cannot do for each other. The elders cannot forgive your enemies for you or give you a prayer life. And the deacons can't love your neighbor for you. The choir can't praise and worship God for you. And the mission and stewardship committee can't save your money for you or make you financially responsible. We each have to have the oil of the Spirit in our own lives. In the parable, the wise bridesmaids were looking out for the good of the whole procession. They could not give their oil to others. If they did, there wouldn't be enough light for any of them to last to the end. Sometimes you just have to say no. Still, it's upsetting to think that some people may be shut out of God's kingdom. We like to believe that we'll always get a second chance, but at some point in life, it does become too late to make up for what we have neglected to do. You can't expect to pass a course at school if you haven't shown up for class or done any of the work before the final exam. At some point, it's too late to get in shape to run a marathon, too late to mend a troubled or neglected marriage, too late to prevent a war, too late to stop the effects of global warming. And when it's too late, we have to live with the consequences. Now, in the parable, everyone fell asleep, even the wise bridesmaids. And remember, the disciples also fell asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus asked them specifically to stay awake and watch and pray with him, but they could not do it. He was disappointed, but he didn't disown them for their weakness, and he didn't shut them out. And so the problem wasn't that the bridesmaids fell asleep or fell short of what was expected of them. None of us live up to all that we can be. The big mistake was to leave the procession and go and buy more oil. If they had simply waited in the darkness with everyone else, they probably would have been welcomed at the banquet. But instead they left and went scrounging around to cover for their shortcomings. Maybe it's better to stay and admit failure than to miss out on the banquet entirely. Jesus asked his disciples to stay awake. But most important is to be there, to stay engaged. Don't go running off to try to fix things on your own. God's kingdom is coming whether we're ready for it or not. And we can trust that the light of God will be sufficient even when we have failed. Today is Stewardship Sunday, when we decide how much money we can and want give to the work of God through this church in the next year. And don't worry if you are a guest today, or if you just started coming to this church, you're not expected to participate in this. But if you are part of this community, we hope you will make a pledge to give a certain amount per week, or per month, or per year. Now, giving money is much more than helping to pay the bills of the church. If we want to have a building and paid staff, we need money. But even if our church had enough money, even if we had 10 people who could afford to give $20,000 each, and we don't have that, it's still important for each of us to give. Why? Because giving is an act of dedication and worship. It's important for our relationship to God to give what we can, even if we can only afford a small or token amount. Someone else may pay the bills, but giving our own money as an act of worship is something only we can do. Nobody can do it for us. You don't have to give anything to be a member of this church, but how much we give is an important part of our spiritual lives. The Old Testament lesson, tradition, was to give a tithe or 10% of the harvest. And today, many churches teach responsible money management with what they call a 10-10-80 plan. Give 10% to God, put aside 10% for emergencies or savings, and use 80% to live on. And that's good, sound advice for many, if not most, people. But what if you're trying to make ends meet working for minimum wages? You may not be able to spare 10% for God and 10% to save. Or what if you make $1 million? Would it be good stewardship to spend 80% on yourself? That would be $800,000. Leonard Sweet, a Christian author and professor at Drew University, has a helpful way to think about it. He says the question is not, how much can I give to God? That assumes that everything we have belongs to us, and we decide how much to give up. The real question is, how much can I take for myself? That assumes that everything belongs to God, and we decide how much we can in good conscience take to live on, to spend on ourselves. People who make very little money may need almost everything to live on, but those who are wealthy might need only a small portion for themselves. How much is enough? It's a question to consider prayerfully before God and our neighbors in this community of faith and in the world. But the goal is to take care of the resources God has given us so that we can be generous without fear. Today, Susan read from Psalm 78. We will tell the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord, the wonders that God has done, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and rise up and tell them to their children. If we want to pass on the good news of God's kingdom to the next generation and the generation after that, we have to be faithful today. Faithful with our words of witness, faithful with our time, talents, and skills, and faithful with our money. Are you ready and willing? Do you have enough oil? With the oil of the Spirit, we are alert to the needs around us, alert to what God is doing, and ready and able to join in. We are ready and willing to give of our money, time, and talents without fear. And we are ready and eager to celebrate the wonders of God and to share the joy of being known and welcomed by God. Ready or not, the procession goes on. May this congregation and all of God's people be filled with the oil of the Spirit, that the coming generations may know the wonders of our God and welcome God's kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.